This is Ozarks at Large. Later this month, cities all over the world will be participating in a climate strike. From Ghana to Wichita, millions of participants are planning to leave work or school and demand action on climate change. Inspired by the actions of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, the climate strikes are centered around younger inhabitants of the planet. A Northwest Arkansas climate strike is being organized by the Omni Center in Fayetteville for Friday, September 27th, on and around the Fayetteville Square. Two of the organizers are Donna and Kelly Mulholland, the musical duo Still on the Hill. They say there will be speakers on hand to discuss many of the important issues connected to climate change. There will be music as well from Handmade Moments, Arkansas, and Dandelion Heart, and Still on the Hill. And there will also be whimsy. Kelly says the fun includes a human-powered parade beginning at noon that day.
The parade will include, it'll be on foot and on bikes. Some of the bikes might choose to be decorated, we hope.
Yeah.
We're encouraging human-powered floats to be created, such as you might take your little red wagon and somehow fix it up into a tiny float.
Put a giant globe on it or something. Yeah.
It'd be really nice if people would have fun with this and be creative. By the way, at the Omni Center, we have all sorts of materials that we could provide if that sounds daunting to somebody. Somehow or another, we found in a giant dumpster a whole bunch of really high-quality foam core board, like made for sign making.
That was going to be thrown
and if
out.
If anybody wants it, just contact the Omni Center and we'll give it
That's
to
awesome.
Them. And make a great float. And we've got lots of Tyvek paper, which is really good for big banners.
It doesn't tear. Yeah.
It's very strong. It's light. So both those things are light. And I know it's hard to come up with those without buying a bunch of stuff. We can help you.
Yeah.
And we'd be happy to give it to you for nothing.
The parade is at noon, from about noon to 1, and then the music will start after that, so.
So the parade should be this zany. We've got Jumpsuit Jamie is going to be the parade marshal.
On accordion.
He's a musician who is known for his honky-tonk and two-steps, yes.
And Al Gibson and his whole gang, kind of New Orleans brass band sort of thing, will be performing. And we have another brass band we're trying to round up, so lots of music in the march
parade,
itself.
Yeah.
Also, Joanne Kaminsky and the Art Experience has put forth their giant endangered species puppets. And what other? We've got insect costumes coming out of the entomology department.
Yeah, there'll be our litter bugs.
There's a group of ladies are going to be dressed as different kind of vegetables.
The veggie wrappers.
I think you get the idea, right?
So, you know, this is a very serious subject. And right. I think some of the speakers will speak to that, but you're having some whimsy as well.
That's true. I think that's essential. You know, I think, you know, people often ask, like, what are you going to do about this? Or what is it? There's lots of little individual things we need to do. But really what we need is our leaders need to feel the wind of the people. They need to feel the inertia of all of our desire for this to be solved. Mm-hmm. And so just by being there, and making noise.
Big numbers.
And having a good time and having a big rally, we're accomplishing that. We're showing our leaders that there are people on the ground that think this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. This is on a Friday, but some schools are closed that Friday.
All in Washington County.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that does help. And we would love it if we'd have a lot of young people. Again, there's a big gap. You know, Greta Thunberg, who I hope everybody listening has heard of.
But if they haven't.
From Sweden, she's the 16-year-old activist who has set the world on fire on this issue. And she is, but her word has become, she's just a household name in Europe, in Australia, and in Japan, and all around the world. But the United States has been the most difficult place for her to penetrate. But as you might have heard, she sailed to America because she refuses to fly on an airplane. And
solar-powered sailboat.
That's right.
Took 2 weeks.
So she's here, and I must say that Donna and I have been much under the influence of this little girl for over a year now. She's, you know, it's basically she has somehow figured out how to communicate a very complex scientific idea to the masses in a way that climate experts have been attempting to do for 20 years with no luck.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it just splendidly and riveting, in a riveting way. And I'm glad you brought up about the thing about fun and festive, and because it is a deadly serious issue, mm-hmm. very close to our hearts. But this is going to be fun. This is going to be a blast from start to finish.
Kelly and Donna Mulholland are two of the organizers of the Northwest Arkansas Climate Strike, scheduled for the Fayetteville Square on Friday, September 27th, from noon until 4. More information can be found at NWAClimateStrike.com. on Facebook. We'll hear much more from them on Weekend Ozarks at Large Sunday morning at 9, and we'll also hear them perform a song, as Still on the Hill, that they wrote, inspired by climate activist Greta Thunberg.